And Perek Tefillas HaShachar comments on the Gemara. The Mishnah says that you do Kriya Tchila Basof on the Bracha of Ovis and the Bracha of Haidor, Hamoidim. And then the Gemara quotes, the Amoraim say also, you bow Tchila Basof and Haidor. So what do you need, the Amoraim? It's in the Mishnah. So the Rashba says, no, the Amoraim are talking about Moidim Derabbanan. You should bow together with Techazen at the beginning of Moidim Derabbanan, the Tzibur, and they should bow at the end when the Chazan says, Atav Shimcha Lachanar Lahodas, and when you say Baruch Kel HaHoidos, we should bow at the end. And then the Rashba quotes when Yerushalmi, unless he already finished the whole Moidim Derabbanan, so you don't have to, let's say you're saying Alanisim, the Chazan is going to say Alanisim, and the Tzibur is not going to say Alanisim, so the Tzibur is going to finish Moidim Derabbanan before. So he says, yeah, there's no need to draw it out so long, but prayer from Baruch HaTchila is to synchronize it with the Chazan. We should bow in the beginning with the Chazan, say Moedim. We should bow at the end, Baruch Kel Ha'idos, when the Chazan says, Atav Shimcha Lachanor Lahodos. So the question was this, how come here in the Yeshiva, a lot of times the Shluch HaTzibah don't do like that? So Rabbi Soloveitchik introduced this change in the practice for the following reason. The Gemara in Soita, Perek El Namorim, says when the Kohanim recite Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha, when they give the Bichas Kohanim, so the Gemara says, on the one hand, you're supposed to pay attention to the bracha. It's not derech eretz. Someone gives you a bracha, and you're talking about something else at the time. You should pay attention. And then the Gemara says, at the same time, you should, in the Beis HaMikdosh, and outside of the Beis HaMikdosh, the meaning was that they used to recite psukim. While the Kohanim said, Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha, we're paying attention, we would recite psukim. So the Gemara asks, how can you pay attention to the Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha if you're saying psukim at the same time? So the Gemara answers, we're all geniuses and we can do two things at the same time. You can pay attention to the Chazan saying Moedim Deraisa, whatever you call it, say the Moedim in the Chazaras HaShatz. We can say the Moedim Derabbanan at the same time we're paying attention we can pay attention to the Kohanim saying Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha, same time we're saying the Psukim, just like we can pay attention to the Chazan saying the Moedim in the Chazaras HaShatz, and we say Moedim Derabbanan at the same time. That's what it says in the Gemara. One daf on Amad Aleph in the Gemara, Perek El Namar. So the Tur recommends that Bizmanazah we shouldn't say any psukim when the Kohanim say the Duchanim, because we're not such geniuses like they used to be in the days of the Gemara. We can't concentrate on two things. We should pay attention to the Kohanim say the psukim, Berech Shem Mishmech. We shouldn't say the psukim. And the maximum you can do is, if you have a Siddur in front of you, you can look at the psukim while the Kohanim are saying the words of Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha, and look at the psukim in the Siddur and think about them, but don't say the psukim because we really can't concentrate on two things. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, the Gemara says they're both the same. Moedim Derabbanan is recited simultaneously with the Chazan saying Moedim is Moedim because we're geniuses, we can concentrate on two things at the same time. Just like by Duchening, we can say the psukim and concentrate on what the Kohanim are saying. So if the Torah recommends, you should no longer do it Bizman HaZed, there was a Yiridus HaDeres. We should no longer do it by the Duchening, so it follows that they're both the same in the Gemara. So we shouldn't do the same. The same thing should be true by the Moedim Derabbanan. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik recommended. Let the Chazan say Moedim Anachnu Loch out loud, and the Tzibah should say Moedim Anachnu Loch out softly, and the Moedim Derabbanan. Then the Chazan should pause for a while. We should say the rest of the Moedim Derabbanan. So we'll finish way before the Chazan. The Chazan not saying anything. Just said Moedim Anachnu Loch. And after the Chazan thinks that most of the Tzibah finished already, the Moedim Derabbanan, then he'll say the rest of the Moedim in the Siddur. That was Rabbi Soloveitchik's Takana. He just took the Gemara and the Tur, and he said, just like the Tur changed the Gemara with respect to the Duchening, so who had the name? We should change the practice to get to the Moedim Derabbanan. That's the Shaila. Are we really such geniuses like we used to be in the days of the Gemara? So the Tur thinks that there's a Yiridus HaDeres here. Some people think that we're bigger geniuses. Yeah, so that's what we left out the other day. Okay, what are we up to here? Nachamon? Tanan Hassam. Round off Yudal from the base, 15 lines from the bottom. And one quotes a Mishnah in Tamid. The Seder Ayyam every day, they didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei Shacharis because there wasn't enough time, Rashi says. They couldn't daven shacharis, there wasn't time. So what did they do? So from the two brachas before Kriya Shema, they only said one of the two. It doesn't say in the Mishnah which one. Bircha bracha achas. The Gabbai announces, everybody should say the brachas. Everybody says, ein bircha. They said one of the two brachas. Then they recited on Seres Adibish, the three parshas of Shema Ba'yom, Shema Ba'yomer. Then, Birchas Ha'om, and the Anshei Mishma, the Anshei Mishma said, three brachas im Ha'om, Birchas im Ha'om, Gimel brachas, which three? Emes V'yatziv, okay. And from the 18, 19 brachas of the Shemana Esra, they only said two. They said, Avoid and Birchas Kohanim. Shoy. Ubishabbos, Mosif and Brachachas L'Mishma Ha'yotzei. The Mishmaris switched on Shabbos. There were 24 Mishmaris, and every week a different Mishmar did the Avodah in the Mishmaris. It would divide it up into six Batayobas. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, every day of the 6 days of the week, there was a different Besab. Shabbos, most of the people went home. So all the six Batayobas used to function on Shabbos. Whoever stayed behind, they would all function on Shabbos. So the Mishmar Hayotzei, the Mishmar whose turn is ending the Shabbos, we do the, what does Rashi say? We do the Tomat Shal Shachar and the Musafim. And the new Mishmar, who's going to function next week, Mishmar Nichnas, Rashi is quoting from the Mishnayis, we do the Tomat Shal Bein Abayim in the Haktoris HaBazichin. The Bazichin was from the Ktoris on top of the Shulchan with the Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan is like a Mincha. So whenever you have a Mincha, you have to be makta something on the Mizbech, so the coin does a Kmitza. And he burns the kaimets on the mizbech. After haktaras hakaimets, then you're able, then the kohanim are permitted to eat the shiori hamincha. So the same thing, when you take the lechem aponim off of the shulchan, there were two bazicha levanim, there were two piles, six lechem aponim and six lechem aponim, six on top of each other. Then there were two bazicha levanim, one for each of the two piles of the lechem aponim. So the haktaras Bazicha Levaina was like Haktoras HaKaimetz for the Mincha. The whole Shulchan is a klishores, like a bisa. Beis Yud Samach Aleph is a klishores where you put flour, where you put a Mincha, then you do Kmitza, then you do Hailocha, then you do Haktorah. So the Kmitza over here is the taking off of the Bazicha Levaina from the Shulchan. First you have everything on the Shulchan, the 12 Lechem Aponim with the two Bazicha Levaina, then when you take off the two bazicha levana, that's like kmitza, then you take it to the mizbech, that's halacha, then you makter it. That's haktoras, parallel to haktoras hakam. Then the kohanim are permitted to eat the shiori menachas, so they're here, they're permitted to eat the lechem upon.
What does it mean there wasn't enough time?
They were busy doing korbanas then, so they couldn't daven shakras, Rashi says. Daven later? B'shat fila lohay lahem penai, probably daven shakras later, after haktoras korbanas. So from the whole Shachris, they only said two brachas. They said, Avoida. Shos Cholabat Chabir Anabit. They didn't say, Amachsel Shechina Osa Ditzin. The Shechina was there. The Beis Amidish was there. So Shos Cholabat Chabir Anabit, that brach. And then he said, Kenu Sein Bachin Barbach Moshlez Batar, Bichas Kohanim. And then later on, they were Davin Shemane Esreb Shachris. Okay. So the Gemara has this Nusach HaBracha. What the Mishma HaYotzei would give a bracha to the Mishma HaNichnas. So the Gemara in the next daf quotes, what is the nusach? My bracha achas, what's the nusach habracha that the Mishma HaYotze would say? So the Gemara says, Amrav Chelvo, that's around 20 lines from the top. Mishma HaYotze Amr LeMishma, Mishishiken Eshma Babayis HaZeh, the Rebbein Shalom, who Yashkin Benechem Abba V'yachva V'sholom V'reyus, it's a bracha to the Mishma HaNichnas. Tosis is wondering, Tema, why do you call it a bracha? It's a bracha to a bas of a dam. I say, you should be matzleach, you should make a lot of money today. That's a bracha to a person. So Tosh says, but it sounds like it's a bracha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They said, bichu bracha achas. Sounds like they said a bracha to Hashem. This is a bracha to a bas of a dam. So that's what Tosh says, isn't it strange? Temektas, mahi, why is it called a bracha? Hal v'leiz bo lo shem lo malchus. If you say a bracha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then you say shem lo malchus. Here you're saying a bracha to the human beings, to the Mishma HaNichnas. I don't know exactly why. Probably because the other things, Bichu Asa'am, Bichu Imha'am, and Bracha Achas before Kriyashma, that's a Bracha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Then all of a sudden it says, Bichas Kohanim is also a Bracha to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We can't understand about Chen, about Bracha Shel Olam, about you're talking to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And over here, the Mishma HaYotze would give a Bracha to the Mishma HaNichnas. That was a Bracha to Abbas of Adam. So that's what Tosa says. It's not parallel. sounds from the Mishnah that it's also a bracha to the Rebbe Shalom. Doesn't seem to be. It's a bracha to Abbas of Adam. Okay, so that's what it says. So we left off on the last 13 lines or so on the Amud. Gemara has a question. My bracha achas. The Mishnah began, gives a klap bircha. Everybody should say one of the two brachas that you normally recite before Kriya Shema. Which of the two did they say? So it's a machlokes between Shmuel and Resh Lakish. Shmuel lived in Bavel. Resh Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the Adam machlokes, how do you, what's the pirush amilus in the Mishnah? So Gemara tells the whole story. That what happened, my bracha achas, Rabba Rab Yosi Barabo visited a certain occasion. So the Balabatim asked them, Bo Minah, they asked them, we saw the Mishnah in Talmud, what does it mean, Bircha Brocha Achas? What Brocha did he say? Lahavi Be'adai. So these two Rabbanim didn't know. So they asked Rab Masna, he didn't know. They went and he asked Rab Yudah. Rab Yudah says, oh, I heard from Shmuel. Rab Yudah was an Amor who learned both by Rab and by Shmuel. Hochi Amar Shmuel, I heard from Shmuel. They said the second Brocha, Avarab. They didn't say Yetzirah, they said Avarab. And then the Gemara initially presents it that Resh Lakish seems to disagree. The Amar Rab Zreka, Amar Abami, Amar Rab Shimon Ben Lakish, Yotzeror. It says on the side, maybe there's a misprint here. What do you mean, maybe there's a misprint? The Gemara is saying that they disagree with each other. So Rab Yudah quotes in the name of Shmuel, Abba Rabba, so it should say, Rab Zreka, Amar Abami, Amar Shimon Ben Lakish, Amar, whenever someone is disagreeing with the previous opinion, you say Omar afterwards. Whenever you say a new thing, you say Omar Abzreik, it's a new member. It's a new member over here. It's not a new member. He's in disagreement with Shmuel. So really, the Omar shouldn't be in the beginning, should be at the end. Resh Lakish Omar. So there's something, the construction of the sentence is poor. You shouldn't say V Omar with Avav. For sure, it shouldn't say Avav. It's not a Hemshel from before. He's in disagreement with Shmuel. So he thinks that it's Yotzer. That was what they brought the Baal Talmud Bavli. They didn't have direct contact with Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Zreika came and he told him, I heard from Rabbami, and Rabbami heard from Resh Lakish, that he must have heard from Rabbi Yochanan, whatever. That is Yotzirah. Then, as more Talmidim came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so they're filling in the rest of the story. Is that really what happened? Resh Lakish said Yotzirah. Ki also Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar, what you heard last month or last year, the Rabbi Zreika said, the name of Resh Lakish, that it's Yotzer, it's not, he didn't really say that. La beferishit mele mechlolet, but that was an inference. The Rabbi Zreika or Rabbami, one of the two, made an inference from something else that Resh Lakish said. La beferishit mele mechlolet, but sometimes the inference was incorrect. The Gemara says, la beferishit mele mechlolet, but there's room to dingzach with it. If it's an absolutely clear inference, then it doesn't make any difference, but it's beferish ha-mechlol. But it's not so absolutely conclusive over here. So that's what the Gemara says. Ela mechlol itman v'aydam rab zeikam rabam ha-mechlog. What he really said over the name of Resh Lakish was, Osa meres, Yisif in the Mishnah, and Tomid, Baruch Hashem Yaak v'zu ha-zu. When you daven Shmon Esri, let's say you have a siddur and you're missing a page. You don't know the Shmon Esri behind. Missing a page. So you can't even say the brachas that you do know. The brachas that you have. Or let's say Rosh Hashanah, you have Malchus Panu Shofers. You're missing a page, and you don't have all the brachas. You have to have 9 brachas on Rosh Hashanah. If you don't have all the 9 brachas, it's a bracha l'batolah to say the 8 that you know. But over here he says, Osa Meres, he sif in this Mishnah, that the brachas Kriya Shema, 2 before and 1 after, the brachas are not Me'ak V'Zuzu, it's not the same as Shemana Esrei. Here the brachas are not Me'ak V'Zuzu. So based on that statement, the Amoraim understood by inference that Resh Lakish disagrees with Shmuel, and he holds that the bracha that they said was Yotzerah, but he, Resh Lakish, he never really said that. He just said, you see Zos Nameris, you see from the Mishnah, bracha Zayim Mak V'Zusa, and the inference goes as follows, Yamer Bishleim Yotzerah, or if you should assume that Resh Lakish does not agree with Resh Shmuel, and he thinks his tradition was that the bracha, the one single bracha that they said was Yotzerah, Amri, that's the bracha that they said, Yotzeror, Hanu, the bracha, Zuzu, look, Amri, Abba, Rabba. They only said the first, they didn't say the second. But if you're going to say the Rish Lakish agrees with Shmuel, Eliyamet Abba Rabba, the bracha that they said was Abba Rabba. So how can you prove from this Mishnah in Tamid that the brachas are not Makma Zuazu? Maybe they said Abba Rabba so early that the Mishnah says whoever says Kriyashma but Anshe Mishma is not Yotzi Kriyashma. They said it way before this month. So maybe they're only allowed to say Abba Rabba, then it's not, just like it's not yet this month for Kriyashma, it's not yet this month for Yotzer. It's too early. It's way too early. It's probably before Lo Zal Shachar. So Abba Rabba you can say, surprisingly. What, let's say a person wakes up after Chatzos and he wants to start davening. So he can't daven Shachar, can't daven Shema Nesrin. But all the Bichas HaShachar you can say. You can't say, it's not, it's the Lila. You can't say the first one. The guy wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning and that's it. He's not going to go back to sleep. So he wants to start davening. So what can he say? So he can't say the Karbonis. It's not yet this man. HaKrovas HaKarbonis. Can't say Nes and the Sech Vavina. It's not yet this man. But the other Bichas HaShachar he can say. He woke up. That's it. That's all he's going to sleep in the night. All the other brachas he can't say. So here, Abba Rabba, apparently he can't say. He can't say Shemana Esri. It's way too early for Alos HaShachar. If you say Kriyashma, then the Mishnah says you're not Yotze. Rashi quoted. Rashi quotes here from Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin. That's where we had that Tosfos quoted Rabbi Natam that the Vasikin, Chassidim and the Chassidim do everything wrong and they're not Yotze. But Rabbi Natam said, whoever says Kriyashma ke Vasikin is not Yotze. So he quoted, that's what it says in Yuma. Akoris Hashma, Manche Mishmar, Manche Maimid, Leyotza, Lefish Anche Mishma, Magdimim. They say Kriyashma way too early. So they said Kriyashma way too early. It's too early to say Shachris. That's why they only said two brachas. They didn't say all the other brachas. They didn't say it wasn't yet the time for. So it wasn't yet the time for Yotzerer Baruch Hashach. It's before Lo Sal Shach. But Abba Rabba, you can't say like Bichas Hashach. You can say. So the Gemara says, if we should assume that Reish Lakish disagrees with Shmuel, and he thinks that the bracha that they said was Yotzer Or, then we understand how we inferred from the Mishnah Zos Ameres Bracha Zay Matvah Zozui. So Yotzer Or, they didn't say Abba Rabba. But if you should assume on the top line on your base, if you should assume Reish Lakish agrees with Shmuel that the one bracha that they said was Abba Rabba, so maybe they didn't say Yotzer Or because it was Adain Lo Higi Hazman. There was single bracha that said was like Shmuel Abba Rabba. My bracha say Me'akva Zuh. So how can you prove in the Mishnah Zuh Someres? There's room to ding so dil mahai dil yam yatsura mishum dil mat is man yatsura bchi mat is man yatsura aber amri lei so how can you say that brachas are not miyakvizu maybe whenever you mechuyif in both brachas maybe they are miyakvizu zu if you only mechuyif on one bracha then they're not miyakvizu zu if you're saying aber abu so early in the morning for alos al shachar you're not allowed to say yatsura so that was the inference that's what Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef comes from Eretz Yisrael. And he's saying over the same report from Reish Lakish, but he said, it's not exactly the way you heard it from Rabbi Zreika. Reish Lakish never said, he never took a stand which bracha they said. He just said, Zos Ameres, bracha say makva zuzu. So that was an inference that Rabbi Zreika made from Reish Lakish, that he probably understood that the single bracha they said was Yotzer. Frag di Gemara, di mechlola mai. So what's the difference whether Reish Lakish really said it explicitly? That the bracha that they said was Abba Rabba, was Yotzer Or, was by inference. It's a good inference. And Mar says, not necessarily. So what is that inferior? Is there room to ding sachem? Yeah, if it's only an inference that you get the impression, the fact that Reish Lakish said, Zo Samaras Brocha Zem Akva Zo Zu, seems to indicate that the single bracha they said with Yotzer, there's room to argue. Maybe Reish Lakish really agrees with Shmuel. The one bracha they said was Abba Rabba v'chimot is man Yotzer harami lei. How does he prove that bracha say makma zuz? And maybe he never said that. Maybe what he meant was say that bracha is not miyakev, because they said Abba Rabba so early. They said it before this man, before Alos HaShachar. Then they said Yotzer later. So they twisted the Seder backwards. The Takonas Tanoim, Takonas Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was, the first bracha is Pesach, is Bebarach, Vechasem, is Bebarach, Yotzer Amoris. Second bracha is Abba Rabba, Smucha Lechaveto. So here you're saying first Avraham and Yetzirah later, after Alos HaShachar. Maybe that's where Rish Lakish meant. The Yolam really agrees, so you don't know. The Yolam really agrees with Shmuel that the single bracha that they said was Avraham, and what he meant to say was that Seder HaBrachas is not Me'akiv. So you can't tell. Okay. So what's Daka Alocha L'maisa? Let's say a person doesn't. A person is so weak, he's so sick, it's going to take him an hour till he's going to say one of the Brichas Kriya Shema. So it's either he'll say one bracha, he has to say the three parshas, Shema Vayam, Shema Vayam, he has to say the three parshas. And he simply doesn't have koyach to say too much more. He has koyach to say one more bracha, that's it. Would you recommend, let him say one bracha, the bracha's on Amakla. So he say, no, the bracha's on Amakla, Zuzu. Just the Seder is not Me'akla. So the Gemara didn't come to a conclusion? Sounds like they left off with the Triya. The Seder brachas is not Me'akev, that's clearly correct. Maybe the brachas are Me'akev each other. So Aloch HaLamayse, it's up in the air. If a person is a Chayla, and he has no Koyach to say, the whole Shema Nesser, then he shouldn't say 10 of the 18 brachas. By little children, we do. Little children, we start teaching them how to daven. So you train them to say first the Magen Avraham, one bracha, it's a bracha levatola. So the Gemara says that for the purpose of chinuch, we permit bracha levatola. Even though the children are not yet say anything, we allow bracha levatola. Where is that Gemara? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak. The Gemara says, by brachas, we say yotza moitzi. I can say, let's say you don't know how to say Kiddush, I can say Kiddush for you. The Gemara gives that example. I already said Kiddush, I'm in the middle of the meal, and then you come late, then you don't know how to say Kiddush. So I can recite the Kiddush for you, even though I don't need the Bar Piagof and that, I don't need the Kiddush, it's only for you. I'm allowed to say Kiddush for you. But a Birchas Hanenen, I can't. If you want to eat, I can't say Ha'adom on the potatoes for you, I can't say Shahakal on the chicken for you, you have to say your own brachas. If I'm saying Hamoitzi, so then by Pas and Yayin, the Mishnah says, if Heisebu Echem Mevarach Lukulam. Yeah. So the Gemara says, by Birchas Hanenen, you can't say a bracha unless you're eating with the other person, Shamei Koine, but you don't say Yatzamaitzi. The Gemara says, unless it's for young children for the purpose of Chinuch. I want to train the children to say a bracha. So I say, let's say he's eating potato chips. I say, Baruch Ato Hashem, I don't have Bari Pi Hadoma, and I don't eat the potato chips. The kid is eating it. So I'm permitted to say, but it's a bracha levatola. I'm permitted to say a bracha levatola for the purpose of Chinuch. That's it. In the days of the Gemara, there was only chinuch for little children today. That's what the last Lubavitcher Rebbe had, a Mipzah HaTfilin. He had his Tfilin campaign. He has the Lubavitcher all over. They ask you, are you Jewish? Did you wear Tfilin today? He say, you didn't wear Tfilin, so we're going to put the Tfilin on you. Then they tell you to say a bracha. So you say the bracha. So the Satmar Rebbe wrote a whole attack against the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He said, these people don't believe in Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, Kidshanu V'Tzivanu. They don't believe in anything. So you get them to say a bracha, it's a bracha levatola, because they don't believe in it. And they're not yet in the mitzvah of tefillin. You don't accomplish anything because it's like Kavanah Shelo Latzis. A person doesn't believe in Torah Min HaShamayim. So it's like Kavanah Shelo Latzis, not yet anything. So you haven't gained anything by getting the people to put on the tefillin and by getting the people to say a bracha. He made them do an aver. He said a bracha levatola. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe responded. He said, correct, it is a bracha levatola. Correct, right now they're absolutely not here to say anything. But the Gemara says, I'm allowed to say a bracha levatola for the chinuch of the little children. So he said, in the days of the Gemara, days of the Tanoim, the Gemara quotes a braisa, there was only chinuch for little children. We live in a generation that is chinuch for adults. The adults walking around on Wall Street. I ask him, are you Jewish? Did you like tefillin tonight? So true, right now he's not mekayim anything. But a lot of times in chinuch, the kid is not mekayim anything now. But we're going to get him. We're going to hack the guy every day till he's going to do enough, till he's going to believe in Torah Min HaShamayim, till he's going to say all the brachas properly. So the Gemara says, I'm allowed to say a bracha l'matola for the purpose, for the sake of chinuch, for the children. Here I get the other person to say a bracha l'matola for the purpose of his chinuch. But you have to have follow-up. If you just haven't put on tefillin once, then there's no chinuch. You're not accomplishing any chinuch. But if you're going to try to get him with follow-up, then for the purpose of chinuch, he can say a bracha l'matola. So that's what we do with little children. Little children, they can't say the Olshman Esrei. It's 10 pages long. So little children, they say Magen Avraham. They say the first bracha. Then the next year, they say another two brachas. So that's really bracha l'matola. But for the purpose of chinuch, Just like we're allowed to say Baruch HaMatala, we can get the children to say Baruch HaMatala for the purpose of Chinuch. So that's what we do. So the shayla is for an adult. So let's say if a person is so weak he can barely say Shemone Esrei, so you say the Gemara has the abridged Havineinu. The Gemara has the abridged form of Shemone Esrei. So whoever doesn't have koach to say the whole Shemone Esrei, got to say Gimel Rishonis, Gimel Acharonis, and then in the middle, instead of saying 13 brachas in the middle, in addition to the 3 in the beginning, 3 at the end, 13 in the middle adds up to 19. Shemone Esrei became 19. So if the person can't say all of those 3 and 3 and 1, the 7, then you can't say part. But if he has enough koach to say the first 3 brachas, Havineinu, and the last 3 brachas, so let him say that. If a person is weak, let him say that. They finally, in a recent edition, 5-10 years ago, Art Scroll has Havineinu. For many centuries, no one ever printed Havineinu. But there are people who need Havineinu. They have no koach to say those. They can't stand. They can't even talk so long. They're so sick, they can't say. So the people who can't should say Havineinu. But the shot is the Birchas Kriya Shema. Can you say one bracha without the others by Birchas Kriya Shema? So the Gemara didn't really... Gemara came to the conclusion to say the brachas is not miyak. Maybe the brachas are miyak for zuzu. Not so clear what the psak halacha is. Okay. Then the Gemara says about they recited aseres adibris, and we don't do it because of tarumas aminim. We don't look for trouble. Then the Gemara quotes the text of the bracha that the Mishma HaYotze gave to the Mishma HaNichnas. Famous Gemaras. Okay. Shain genuk. The next Gemara. Gemara has a shaila now. What bracha do you say over wine? Bar piagafim. What bracha do you say over beer? Shakal nimidvar. What's a din b'di'evad if you said shakal on wine? So there's a Mishnah later that says, al kulam and beer shakal nimidvar ayotza. Yeah, but al kulam in the Mishnah is not so clear. In Perik Ketzim Urochim. Maybe it means on fruits he should have really said bar piagafim. And on vegetables he should really said bar piagafim adama. And on cookies he should really have said bar minimizenis. So maybe I'll cool them and be shakal ni b'dvar yotza. What if he says shakal on pasen yain bread? Hamotzi lech menorz is a super duper brocha. That's something extra special. Bor piagopin also. The Mishnah starts off as it begins. Ketsa mevorchan lamen hem and aleph. The first line: Al peres ilon on all fruits that grow on the trees of bor piagopin, except for wine. Shall I say bor piagopin? What do you mean except for wine? If he wouldn't have this Mishnah, he would have thought that you say Bari Priha Eitz on wine? Why would you have thought that you say Bari Priha Eitz on wine? So the Gemara explains why. Because there's a din in Mishnayis. There's a din in Mishnayis that Amashkem HaYotzim from all the other Peiris is not din of Kipri except for Zeisim HaNovim. Olive oil is considered a liquid form of the Pri. And grape juice and wine is considered a liquid form of the pre. If you have tomato juice, it's not considered a pre. If you have orange juice, if you have grapefruit juice, it's not considered a liquid form of the pre. That's the juice of the bracha shahakol. But on the juice from zeisim anovim, the bracha should really be bari pirates. Except chutz min ayayin, the rule should have really been the din is a bikurim. When you bring a bikurim, you bring only shivas aminim. So the Mishnah says, Mikurim, what are the Shibas Aminim? You have dates, you have figs, pomegranates. So what the farmer wants to bring, he wants to do a tovah to the Kohen. Kohen doesn't like pomegranates. I'm going to make pomegranate juice for him. So I bring the Mikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. I bring him date juice and fig juice and pomegranate juice and grape juice. And olive oil. So the Mishnah says in Mikurim, olive oil and the grape juice, that's okay. In any basis, Resh is pre Hadam, you have to bring pre. So the Mashkem HaYotzim and Azeisim Hadam is Dina Kipri. But the Mashkem HaYotzim from the figs and the dates and the pomegranates is not Dina Kipri. So you're not Yotzei Bikurim if you do it like that. But Zeisim Hadam is acceptable. So the bracha on grape juice really should have been but they decided to make a super special bracha, so they made Bari Pri HaGofen. What a bit of a person by mistake will say Bari Pri HaGofen on wine. The Pashto says the simple reading in the Mishnah, it should be that he is Yotze, because the bracha should have really been Bari Pri HaGofen. Who says not so? Our Tosfos and our Daf. Our Tosfos, the Tosfos here, Lo Lasui Nahama on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So Tosfos writes, Mihu Hayam Rabbeinu Hananel, or Rabbeinu Tam, it says Reish Ches, Imho Yodea Bibirsh Sheto, Bidibur, Shama Bori Pihu Eitz, Tachas Bori Pihu Agofen. He made a mistake on wine, he says Bori Pihu Eitz. And he corrects himself, Tuch de Dibur, so he says, Yochel Achsebo, you can correct and you don't have to say another bracha. Sounds clearly from the Tosfos that what if he doesn't correct himself, says Bori Pihu Eitz. And he leaves it at that. So Tosfos holds that he's not Yotze on the wine. Rabbi Kevegar asks, why not? He doesn't understand why not, based on the opening Mishnah, the first line on Lamed Amud Aleph. Where's this Rabbi Kevegar? Mashma Mizeh, the second line from the bottom of Rabbi Kevegar, on the bottom of the page on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Mashma from this line in Tosfos, the Biruch Halayim Bar Pihuayt Lo Yotze, Bechem Kosu Magan Avraham, Shem Shubas Ri Halevi, I think Ri Halevi is the Taz's brother. The Tamu Ali, it's against the Mishnah. The Gemara says if you drink olive oil, the correct bracha is Bari Pri Hoetz, because they never made a super duper special, extra special bracha on olive oil. They only made a super duper bracha on yain, but on olive oil not. So the Gemara says, what case is that? Here. Here, take a look. Lamed Hei Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. The line begins, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, five lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shemen Zayis, Mevochem Ola, Bari Pihoetz. Why? Because Shemen's, Mashkam Ayetz, Menazes, Manov, Mezdinun Kipri. So just like you say, when you eat an olive, or you eat grapes, you say Bari Pihoetz. So if you eat olive oil, or you eat grape juice, the bracha should also be Bari Pihoetz. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Hechidami. What case is the guy drinking olive oil? Ii Leimo. If you should say, the Koshasi Le, he just takes a bottle of olive oil and is drinking it. So Gemara said, that's not normal. Ozuki mazik lei. That's unhealthy. And what's the end? It's unhealthy, so therefore what? So it doesn't make sense to say bar piwait. So what? So you don't say any bracha, or you say shahakom? So that's a machlekes to Rishonim. How do you finish off the sentence? How does Rashi say? Ozuki mazik benzu achila shetuna bracha at all? No bracha at all? Rashi holds. And others hold no. You say shahakol because of shaloka derech achilosa. Whenever a person eats any food, shaloka derech achilosa, eats something in an abnormal fashion, then you say shahakol. The Gemara has a sofing in Maser Chesoita. A husband brings his wife to the Beis Hamikdash and they write the Shavuos Chesoita and they erase it in the water and then she drinks the Mayim Amor. So the Gemara has a sofing. The miracle was only promised that you can rely on the Mayim Amorim, whether Zinsa or Loi Zinsa, if you do the Seder Hadvarim the way you're supposed to. So whether the Gemara has a sofka, whether she drinks it through a straw, Derech Shvaferis. Is that considered Derech Shtiyosai? And you did the Seder Hashkos Asaita properly, and you can rely on the results. If she doesn't start to turn color, she doesn't get sick, husband has a right to assume that she was Loi Zinsa. Torah promises a miracle throughout all the future generations by Parsha Soita. Torah promises a miracle. That's the only time. Usually, ain't some chmal on this. Torah never promises any miracle. Here it says the husband can rely on the miracle. He thinks his wife was Mazana, and once you have Kinu Yastira, she's Asura Baila, and he's her essay. Benitma, benitma. It's not an Isa Lav. If you have an Eshis Isha Zinsa Vadai, then it's an Isa Lav, the Gemara has in Yavam Mizdaf Yiral. It says, if I divorce my wife and she marries someone else and then she gets divorced from the second husband dies and I remarry her, that's Machzer Gerushasai, after she married someone else in between. If I divorce my wife and I remarry her, that's Mutter. But if she married someone else in between and then I remarry her, then it's a lot. So it says, L'yichol Bali Rishon Asher Shilchta Loshav L'kachta Achar Yashahu Tamo'o. So the Gemara says, what do the last three words mean? Achar Yashahu Tamo'o. So the Gemara says, "V'yichal balerishon shishuch de loshav lekachta." That's machzik rishasai. V'acharei asheru tamo. You read it as if there is a semicolon there, and as if "V'yichal baler loshav lekachta" goes on acharei asheru tamo. It goes on a soita shezinso. An eshesish shezinso is an isa lab that she should stay with her husband. If she's a soita sofek, that was only kines tira. The Gemara says only an isa resa. V'nitma. It says three times v'nitma, v'nitma, v'nitma. It's an isa resa. Lebailo. But if she's a Sota Vadai, then there's a lot. So if you have a Sota Sofik, there's an Issur Esek. But once she drinks the Maim Amarim, so if she starts turning colors and she starts getting sick, we assume the Torah promised this miracle. We assume that she was in. So if nothing, she doesn't change colors, nothing happens, that's a hechachad, that she's muteris labailo. So he's allowed to rely on that miracle. The Torah promises the miracle of theirs. But the Torah only promises the miracle if you do the Seder Ashkos HaSoik the way you're supposed to. So Gemara has a suffix. What if you drink through a straw? Is that considered Shtia Kedarkness? So in Europe, they were Gedolim. When they used to go to the mineral water. So they used to always drink it through a straw. So one of the Rabbanim raised an issue. Ooh, the Gemara had a suffix. Whether Shtia Kedarka or not, so it's a suffix where they say the broken. The worst it could be that the shtir shaloi kedarka, so the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. The mineral water is anyway shahakol. To begin with, it's only shahakol. Water is anyway shahakol. So there's nothing to knock it down to. So that's a machlokes here, when the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, on shemez ayis, the same as grape juice, that both mashkem ayetzim and azeisim anovim is different from all the other may peiros. Have the din of a pri. So the correct bracha is bari pri who eats. But on wine, they made a super bracha, so they say bari pri agafen instead. So the Gemara says, where do you say bari pri who eats if you drink olive oil? You take a bottle of olive wine, you drink it, so Rashi holds no bracha at all. Whenever it's mazik, no bracha. Rashi also agrees, if you eat food, not normal, you do say a bracha, just it's knocked down to shahakal. But if it's Ozuke Mazik, that's worse. Rashi holds that you don't say a bracha at all. And the other Rishonim say, no, Ozuke Mazik just means that it's not normal, so it's knocked down to Shahakol. So the Gemara says, so when do you say Bari Pi Huetz if you're drinking Shemen Zayis? So it must be, let's say I have bread, Kvesam, I have potato chips, and I'm dipping the potato chips in a dip. That's from Shemen Zayis. So the Gemara said, that's an Iker and a Tofel. If you're dipping bread into Shemen Zayis, you're dipping potato chips or something to Shemen Zayis, so you say the Broch on the Iker and you don't say Broch on the Tofel at all. So when do you have a case that you say Bari Pihu Eitz on drinking Shemen Zayis? So the Gemara says, oh, the case is like this. The guy has a sore throat and the doctors recommend that he should drink Shemen Zayis, but to drink Shemen Zayis like this, straight Shemen Zayis, is awful. That's a Zuken Mazik, he's going to have side effects. So he has some other kind of, he has a chocolate malted, and he pours in a lot of Shemen's ice. And the Iker is really the Shemen's ice. He's really not interested in the chocolate malted, he's interested in the Shemen's ice. So then in such a situation, Shemen's ice is the Iker, and it's not a Zuken Mazik, so then the correct bracha for Shemen's ice in such a situation would be Bari Pihuetz, because the Mashma Yetzman and Yetzman Abim have the status of Pri, it's considered Pri. So that's Rabbi Kedega's kasha. How can Tosus write if he says Bari Pihu eats on wine, he's not yotze unless he corrects himself terchide dibur, then it's okay. If he didn't correct himself and not yotze, why? It should be the Mishnah says the correct bracha should have been Bari Pihu eats on grape juice and on wine, but they made a fancier bracha. So if he said the less fancy bracha, he's not yotze but he haven't. Why should it be so? That's his taina. Tamu Ali. Dayain shein pri olav damavochim bari pri agofen pri hagofen vimkein shapim vorach bari pri hoitz based on the opening Mishnah in over there. Ela dohoi lo levarer, he should have said yoiser shehu migefen, he should have said a fancy abracha bari pri agofen vimkein like gore medbiruch shehakol dekaimel on the yoiser. How can it be that you're not yoiser? Achaz man, after a long time with Tzatz Beis Angel, tshuvas ginas virodim the hello leika the yotza against the Magen Avraham Shem Maria Levi that b'diyevet the pashtus is like that b'diyevet if you said bari pri ha eitz on wine that b'diyevet you would be yotza. So nachamal, so what does the Gemara have a case if the fellow is drinking a cup of wine, so he's supposed to say bari pri agofen, if by mistake he says shakal nebedvar b'diyevet you will be yotza? That's what the Gemara says. Is that l'chol adeus? So the Mishnah there has al kulam and birch shakol yotza. Al kulam goes, he really should have said bari pri huetz. He really should have said bari pri huadom. He really should have said bari minim zaynus on the oatmeal cereal. So if you didn't, and you said shakol nebedvar b'diyevet yotza. What if he said shakol on bread or on wine? bread and wine has a super bracha. The bread, how does the Mishnah say, on al peres ha'aretz, here the fourth line in the Mishnah, b'mehem alf. Al peres ha'aretz on all vegetables, say, bar pi ha'doma, chutz min ha'pas, because bread is something super special, super duper, so you say, ha'moitzi lach min ha'aretz. Why is chutz min ha'pas? Why would you have said bar pi ha'doma? Because the bread is made from flour, made from grain that grows from the ground. So if you eat grain that grows from the ground, if you eat the kernels of grain normally, if you eat it in a normal fashion, the bracha is knocked down to shakal. You're eating shalok derech achilas. If you eat it in a normal fashion, let's say you have kernels of grain and you soak it in a liquid and it tastes good, you mix in sugar and salt or something, tastes good. So you say bar pi hadam on that. If you make it into bread, it should also be bar pi hadam. Oh, but bread is a super extra, something extra special. Pas and yayin are extra special things. So there they made a super bracha, amotzi lechem and hearts. What a b'diyevet, you said bar pi hadam on the bread. For the Mishnah should be that you yotzi b'diyevet. The bracha should have been bar pi hadam. Like the bracha on wine should have been bar pi hoetzim. So b'diyevet, Rabbi Kavega says, from the Guinness Verodim was a rabbi who lived in Egypt, I think. But Yevid, you should be Yotze with Bari Mini Mizainas also. Right. Also good. But let's say he said, but Yevid, Bari Pri Hadoma on bread. So the Mishnah says the Brach on bread should have been Bari Pri Hadoma. It's an exception to the rule. It's really Peres Ha'aretz. Chutz Min HaPas, that there's a fancier Brach on Moitzi. So just like by wine, Rabbi Kevega thinks, if by mistake he said Bari Pri Ha'aretz, Yotze with Yevid. So by bread, but Yevid, if he said Bari Pri Hadoma, you should be Yotze. So the Gemara has a machloikis. When the Mishnah says later, Al Kulam and Biruch Shakal Nibidvaroi Yotso. Here's that Mishnah. Mem Amid Aleph is the Mishnah. There's a two-line Mishnah, so the last half a line in the Mishnah. Al Kulam, in all of the above foods, it should have been a different Bruch of Mamma Shakal Nibidvaroi Yotso. So that goes on a Bari Pi Adom and a Bari Pi Reitz, a Chves and a Bari Minim Zenis. Bari Minim Zenis are pellets, never mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel, say the Bruch. How come the Mishnah and the Braisa never say Bari Mini Mizainas Apella? So the Mishnah says, but the Yevadim say Shakal is good. So Gemara has a machlokes. Al Kulam Abirch Shakal Yotze, even on Pas and Yayin also? Here it is. On Mem on the base, on the fourth line from the top. Al Kulam Abirch Shakal Yotze, Itmar Abuna Machutzman Apas and Mena Yayin. Because Pas and Yayin have a special, extra special, super duper bracha. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees, and may pass like Rabbi Yechanan. I feel the Pas for Yayin. Also good. So we pass like Rabbi Yechon. But there was a shita that not, because pas and yayin is something special. So our Gemara here, Yud Beis Amin Aleph, is assuming the din is like Rabbi Yechon against Ravuna. A mem on the base, it's a machloik. So Nachamal, so the Gemara says, the fellow's drinking wine, and by mistake he says shahakal. So b'diyevet is yotze. We pass like Rabbi Yechon, shahakal is good b'diyevet even on pas and yayin. What if he's drinking beer? The correct bracha should have been shahakal. And instead, he says, Bar Pi Hagofen. Bar Pi Hagofen is completely incorrect. By the way, why is the bracha shahakal on beer? Why shouldn't it be Bar Mini Mizainas? Because they soak, sometimes they soak and sometimes they cook kernels of grain. And they make the beer. What's the din? Let's say you have vegetable soup. So you cook the vegetables in liquid. No chicken, no flesh, just vegetables. And then you strain out all of the vegetables and the soup is porous, it's liquidy. So what bracha they say vegetable soup? So the bracha is bar pi hadama, even though you strained out all the vegetables, because you cooked the vegetables, and the whole for the soup is the tam that came out through the cooking. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha, so why on beer? Why did the Gemara say here, you'd base someone off the correct bracha shahakal, bracha should have been bar mini mezonos. That's Tosfos kasha. Where's that Tosfos? It's in the Lamed. Hi, Dufsha here. Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Hi, Dufsha, the Tamre. The Sheikh Adidan. About six lines in the Taisa. The Sheikh Adidan, our beer, Avagaf, the Shema Yeshbem Kazais Dachilos Pras, they soak the kernels of grain in it, or they cook it, and it gives an Asinas Tam. How come we don't say bar mini mezonos? Just like you say bar pi hadama on vegetable soup, even though you strained out all the vegetables, because that's what you cooked it and it gave the nesinas tam. So why don't you say bar mini mezonos if you cooked the kernels of the grain with the water, and it gave out the top. Even though you strain out all the kernel of grain, it should be the same as straining out the vegetable soup. That's Tosis Kasha. So Tosis gives a few answers. So the last answer Tosis gives, the last line, V'od b'shtiyo ha'im ha'shahakol. The poskim all quote the last answer. The Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim and the later poskim, they say, the last answer for sure we accept. The answer is a beverage. They made a bracha on oichlim and they made a bracha on mashkim. Soup is a meichel. Soup is not a beverage. You don't drink soup when you're thirsty. You have nothing else. You have no water, you drink the soup. Okay. If you have to swallow a pill and you don't have any water, so you swallow it with some soup, it'll work. Okay, it's a liquid. But al pidin, a mashka al pi pashtos, the chayodim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the chayodim. How much soup do you have to drink in order to save bar nefashos? So usually we paskin, the different opinions, usually we paskin, if you're eating food, you have to eat a kazayis to save bar nefashos. If you're drinking beverages, you have to drink a revius. Revius is much more. A kazayis is either a third of a beitzah or a half of a beitzah, either shlish beitzah or chatzi beitzah. Chava quotes two opinions in the Hilchos Pesach. And how much is a revius? Is a beitzah machzah, the volume of an egg and a half, so it's much bigger. Revius is much bigger, much more volume than a kazayis. See, the three times as much, more than three times as much. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyodim, how much soup do you have to drink in order to have bracha achrona? The paskins are kazayis. Why kazayis? It should have been a revius. So obviously the Chayyodim thinks that the soup is a meichel. Soup is not called a mashke. The difference between a meichel and a mashke is not whether it's a liquid or a solid, it's whether it's a beverage or a food. So even, let's say, for people who want to lose weight, so they have something, I think it's called Metrical. They used to have it like that. You drink, you only have one can in the morning, one can in the afternoon for lunch, one can for supper, that's, and it gives you all the nutrition that you need for the day. So it's a can, and it has a milky stuff, and it's liquidy, it's like a soupy thing. But that's called Macholo Shalom Adam. So that's an oichel, that's not called a mashke. There's a tesis in the end of Shabbos. The Tosfos comments on a Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus, a woman is nursing her baby. So the Gemara says, the milk that the baby is nursing from the mother, let's say the mother didn't go to mikvah, the mother's tameh. So the milk that comes out, touches her body, becomes tameh. So the Gemara says, the milk is only mekabel tumah if it had hechsher. So the Tosfos says, had hechsher. The milk is a mashke. Mashkim don't need hechsher. Oichlim need hechsher. Kiyuta mayim azera. You only need hechsher mashkim. You have to pour on one and design mashkim on oichlim that it should be hukshe lekabel tumah. Mashkim aludim lekabel tumah. Mashkim are more susceptible for tumah than oichlim that they don't need hechsher. So why does the mother's milk need hechsher? The Tosfos says because it's a meichel, it's not a mashke. It's not a beverage that when the baby is thirsty, he drinks the mother's milk. The mother's milk is called machol shalatinik. That's all the baby eats. So that's a liquid form of an oichel. It's not a mashke. So that's what the Chayyodim apparently thinks, that soup is a meichel. Soup is not a mashke. Soup is a meichel. Mashe enikin, beer. Beer is a beverage. People drink beer when they're thirsty. So that's what Tosfos says. The takanas chacham to recite a bracha before eating food. Asir lehanas merala mazay b'loy bracha. That's on Lamed Hem and Aleph. It was one takana for beverages, and one's a takana for food. So beverages, there was one takana shahakol, that's all. And the one exception to the rule is wine, that's all. He said, barpi agofen. Masha'enikain, oichlem, there they have various bracha, barpi adama, barpi reitz. That could be, Rabbi Kiveger asked the kasha on Tosfos, how can Tosfos say on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that if by mistake the fellow said, Bari Pi who eats on wine, he's not Yotze. Why? But the wine is a pri. Mashkma Yotze, Menei Seis, Menei, the wine is a pri. But right, you say, Bari Pri, Hagofen, it's called a pri. So what's so bad if he said, Bari Pi who eats? So maybe the answer is with this thesis, that wine is basically a beverage. How much wine do you have to drink in order to say, Bracha Achrayin, a revius? You don't say, Ana Kazayis. Wine is not a liquid form of a meichel. It's not like soup. You eat soup when you're hungry. You drink wine when you're thirsty. Religious Jews only drink wine when they're saying Kiddush and Abdullah and Abrakosis. But in other countries, in Italy, years ago, in the days of the Ramon, when the water was polluted, so everybody had to drink wine. You had no choice. Wine was a beverage. Wine you drank when you were thirsty, not just to say Kiddush and Avdol. So Tosis, the last line of Tosis, Tosis says, on beverages, there never was a takana of Baruchim Mefuretas, a Bari Pi who ate, a Bari Pi Adoma. The bracha is always shahakol, and wine is an exception to the rule. So that could be the answer to Reb Kiveger's kasha. Could be Tosis Lishitosam, going to the last line in the Tosis on Lamed Chesam and Aleph, that wine is a beverage, and there never was a takana at all of Bari Pi who ate. It doesn't sound like it from the Mishnah, though. That's the problem. The Mishnah says on all fruits he said Bari Pi who ate, except for wine, which should have been Bar Peretz, but they made a super bracha, like on all vegetables, they say Bar Peretz, except for bread, it should have been Bar Peretz, but it has a super bracha, an extra special super duper bracha of Amoitzi. So wine should have been Bar Peretz, but it has a super bracha. So the Tosis is saying, not so. Tosis is saying, even though that's what it sounds like in the Mishnah, they say not so, that wine is a beverage. On beverages, there's no bracha mefuretas at all. Everything is just shahakol. That's what Tosis says. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, he disagrees with that chayyadam. The Mishnah Berurah quoted the chayyadam that soup is a meichel. And the shiur for bracha achrayin is kazai, it's not revi. So Rav Moshe thinks he has a gemara in Yuma that contradicts it. Boshe b'shat in gemara, the gemara says on Yom Kippur, one who eats on Yom Kippur, there's a different shiur for oichlam and a different shiur for mashkim. The shiur for eating on Yom Kippur doesn't correspond to the shiur for eating in Kol HaTarkula. Kol HaTarkula, the shiur for eating is kazayas, and in Yom Kippur it's bigger than a kazayas, it's kosevas hagasa. And the shiur for drinking in Kol HaTarkula is revias, which is beitza machza, and for Yom Kippur it's less than a revias, not the beitza machza, it's gemalai lugma. Gemalai lugma means you turn it to one side, to one cheek, and that's ba'odim beinani, that's a rave revias. So Akama doesn't correspond, the shiur achil, shtiyah doesn't correspond. The Gemara at the end of Yuma raises the question. So the Gemara says, it's an issue of Yisubi Daita. It's not an Isar Achilushti. It's an Isar, the Inisim Asnab Shasechim. The Kim Luhula Rabbanan, the rabbis had a tradition that's the eating the shear is bigger than normally and the drinking the shear is smaller because it has to do with Yisubi Daita. So the Mishnah says that since the shear for eating and the shear for drinking and kippah is not the same, this is Kosevis Agasa and this is Maloy Lugmav. So Oichel Ba'amashka and not Mitzdarfim together. So let's say Chatzishir, we pass like Rabbi Yechon Chatzishir, Rasim and HaTorah. Machlek Zab Yechon Ishlokish, the beginning of the last Perek in Yuma. What if a person eats on Yom Kippur less than the Shir? Is it an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabon? So we pass like Rabbi Yechon Chatzishir, Rasim and HaTorah, but you don't get Malkas. You only get Malkas, you only Chayv Koris if you eat a Kashir. So what if you ate a Chatzishir of Oichelim and you drank a Chatzishir of Mashkin? So they say half and half is a whole. So the Mishnah says, no, Oichel Ba'amashka not mitzdarfim, because ain't shiurim shovim. The shiurim are not the same. The shiurim are different. So the Gemara says, what if the fellow has a vegetable salad and he has a little salad dressing on? So the salad dressing is liquidy. Some of the salad dressings pour, came out like water. Some of them pour like water. Some of them are thicker. So let's say you have vegetables and you have salad dressing. So do you say, and together it has a shear of kosevis agasa, but half of the kosevis agasa is salad dressing, that's liquidy. Ikran tofel is, you only say the bracha on the ikran, you don't say bracha on the tofel, but he ate the tofel, he ate it. So on Yom Kippur, you want to know, did he eat a shear sholem, or did he eat a chatzi shear? That's the achayla that you have to give him pachas mikashir. So oichlam and mashka are not mitzdarfim together. He can have less than a share of food, less than a share of drinking. He doesn't have to wait in between. He has to wait in between the oichlam and the oichlam, in between the mashka and the mashka. But he doesn't have to wait in between the oichlam and the mashka. So the Gemara says, what if he has vegetables with salad dressing on it? So the Gemara says that liquid, the salad dressing, shalgabi hayerek, is mitzdarif to the shear for the yerek. Why? Because the yerek is an oichlam. And the salad dressing is not a beverage. People don't drink salad dressing when they're thirsty. The salad dressing is an oichel. It's a liquid form of an oichel. So the Gemara says that salad dressing is an oichel. So the Gemara's lashon tzir shal gabi hayerek is mitztarif to the yerek to be mashlim and the shir of a maloy lugma. So that's what the Chayyadim gathered from that Gemara. Chayyadim says that soup is an oichel, even though it's liquidy. soup is an oichel, it's not considered a mashkin. It's a big machloikis. And Rav Moshe didn't agree. This week was the Yortzeit of Chacham Avadya, so I had to speak on Sunday night on the occasion. So I had to look in through some of his tshuvas to know what to say over. He has a long pilpul on this. He quotes to both sides. But the Pashtus is this way. Pashtus, a lot of rayas to this way. That's why it's a question. Let's say Tosis asked the kasha on beer. How come you don't say bari min mizaneh? So they gave three answers. So the last answer was the one that was quoted by the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gaon. B'shtia oimer shahakol. The bracha by shtia. By beverages, the bracha is always shahakol. You don't change the bracha. So that I understand, that's by beer. Beer is a beverage. What about schnapps? Schnapps is also a beverage. So the Pashtun says, even in Russia, where they drink a lot of vodka, they don't drink it to quench their thirst. They drink other things to quench their thirst. They like it, they want to relax. They drink a lot of vodka, but they drink it, so vodka and schnapps should really be an oichel. So it should really be bar minim zainus. If you have schnapps that's made from grain, it should really be, according to the last answer in Tosis, the reason why beer is shahakal and not mezainis is because it's a beverage, so that explanation doesn't apply to schnapps. Schnapps is really an oichel.
Vodka from potatoes should be bar piyadama.
Should be bar piyadama. Schnapps from potatoes should be bar piyadama, right? That's the question. There was a chassidish rebbe who was known as the Kamarna Rebbe. So he wrote a commentary on Mishnayos, not as much as the Bar Tanur, a little bit here and there. They have a regular Mishnayos with Bar Tanur and Tosis Yontif, so they have the Kamarna on the bottom of the page. They have it in the women's section in Broyas. They have the Kamarna Mishnayos. Apparently the women are learning the Kamarna Mishnayos there. So he has a comment in one place on Mishnayos Taris that schnapps is an oichel. He says schnapps is not a mashkin. That's where they quote from Rav Chaim Volozhin. He made fun of the Hasidim. They make Kiddush on Shabbos morning on schnapps. So he said it's like making kiddush on a bowl of soup. It's an oichel. It's not a mashke. In order to be chamar medina, first it has to be a beverage. And then you have to decide, is this beverage a chamar medina? But he said schnapps is a meichel. So why is it a meichel? That's the answer. Because people don't, the definition of meichel and mashke is not liquid or solid. Definition is it a beverage or is it a food? So getting back again.
So why don't we make a mezonos on schnapps?
That's a pella. We really
are. Some people do. I've seen people do.
Mm-hmm. So Chacham Avadya has a tshuva on the topic. He has a whole arichas. So he quotes a big machlokes achrayim. Is the difference between oichel amashke food versus beverage? So it's only a beverage that you drink sometimes to quench your thirst, okay? Like a beer, like wine. Or do you say no? That soup is a mashke, it's not a machl. So because of the machle, he has a shaila. If you eat a raw egg, years ago the Chazanim used to eat raw eggs, they said it's good for their voices. Well, it is or not. So they used to eat a raw egg. So the shaila is it a mashke? So you have to drink a beitza or machza. So you only have one raw egg, that's not a beitza or machza. That's a jumbo egg. A normal size egg is not a beitza or machza, it's only a beitza. Or should you say no, that a beitza is an oichel? So oichel the shir is kazayis for bar nefashim. So they had a kazayis. An egg has either the two kazayisim and a beitza or three kazayisim and a beitza. So this is a big machlekes achren. So Chacham Avadya quotes it, and then he ends off with his refrain: Sofik brachas lahakel. That's what he has every other tshuva. Sofik brachas lahakel. Whenever there's a sofik, because they hold that the Rambam said that the bracha levatol is an isa deraisa, and you're any sofik called the sofik brachas.
He still make a bracha.
Got to say a bracha. Yeah, he doesn't.
Maybe he shouldn't make a bracha at all. It's taken for refuah, for seeing better. He doesn't care about it. Either way.
It's edible. It's edible. He can say it's nifsal me'achila. Maybe you can say shelo kederach achilasa. So you knock down the bracha to shahakol. It began with shahakol. There's nothing to knock it down to. An egg is anyway shahakol, even if you're eating it in a normal way. So even if eating raw eggs is abnormal, so shelo kederach achilasa, you still say shahakol. But the deal he has is, do you say Baruch HaChayin or Baruch HaFashah? He quotes all the Marmakaimus on the topic, and he ends off Sofik Baruch HaZlachim. So that's why, maybe that's why we don't say Baruch Min HaMizaynus on the Schnapps, because it's a Sofik. We're not 100% convinced that it's so, but there are a lot of Marmakaimus that indicate this way, that the definition of Ochel HaMashke is not so much liquid and solid, but it's rather food versus beverage. So let's go again. So our Gemara says,
according to Rabbi, saying Tosfos, the words that Maya Desalka and Anigron are all talking about
Mechel? Soup. Rashi writes, there's a commentary on the Bir Hagro. What's the old commentary on the Bir Hagro called? Not the new one. One of the Rabbanim writes, so made a new commentary on the Bir Hagro and Shulchan Aruch. What's the old one? I forgot. Huh? Damesek Eliezer, yeah. So the Damesek Eliezer, he points out that Rashi on the Maya de Silka uses the word Michael, or Tapshil. Where is it? No, I think it's on the Amud Beis. Here, the bottom of Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Rashi writes, Yidei Anigron. The Gemara says, if you mix in the Shemen Zayis and you drink the Anigron, so I gave an example. The guy has a chocolate malted, let's say ice cream. Ice cream, that was a pimple in Europe when they first invented ice cream in America. So they sold it in Europe. So the shaila was, you don't swallow the ice cream when it's a chunk. You wait till it melts in your mouth and then you swallow it. So by the time you swallow it, it's a liquid already. So is it dino ke liquid, so the shiur should be revius for bracha achrayna? Or do you say, but since you put it in your mouth when it's a solid, so the shiur should be kazai. So the pashtus is that's... So this was a pilpul that they wrote about in the Torah journals in Europe before the Second World War when they started selling ice cream over there. So the Pashto says that ice cream is not a beverage, even though you don't swallow it till it melts. It's not a beverage that people drink when they're thirsty. If you've got nothing else, you have to swallow the pill. It's not going to go down. You don't have any water, so you swallow it with some ice cream. Okay, but it's not really a beverage. It's a food that it's anash. It's a food that people eat. So really, since it's a food, even though it's a liquid food, it should be like soup. That the Rayodim quoted by the Mishnah Berurah said that the shir is kazayis. Really should be kazayis. So here, the Gemara said, I gave a mashal. The guy has a chocolate malted, and then, but he has a sore throat, so the doctors recommend he should have shemen zayis, that's healthy. But shemen zayis alone is a zuke mazik, so he's going to pour the shemen zayis into the chocolate malted, and he's going to drink it together. So what bracha did he say? Let's have a chocolate malted, and it's all liquidy. Is that a beverage? People drink a chocolate molten. No, that's ice cream. It's an ice cream. It's an ice cream. It's a Michael. It's not a mashke. So Rashi writes, the Gemara says over here, if you pour the Shemen Zayis into an anigroin, then it's the ikir, and the anigroin is the tofu. So the Shemen Zayis is a bar pihoitz. So the Rashi writes, the anigroin, min Michael hu, and osim l'tochu shemen, v'shari b'mishne, mention mishnais, b'kam ha'mekayim. It's fine. But the anigron is a liquid, so why does Rashi say it's a min maichel? So the Damesek Aliyez on the Bir Hagron Shulchan Aruch says, because of that Tosfos later, because whatever, if it would have been a beverage, so a beverage is always shahakol. So how can you say bar pihoetz on the Shemen, because the Shemen Zayis is the Iker, because he has a sore throat, so therefore they say bar pihoetz. But they're not brochas protios on mashkim. So Rashi says, no, the anigron is a food. It's a min machel. It's like a soup. It's not a beverage. It's a soup. So if you pour shemen zayis into a soup, then it's a machel. Then you say bar pihoitz. But if you would pour it into a beverage, let's say you have a seltzer, and you pour in a little, so seltzer is a beverage. And then you pour in a little flavoring, you put in shemen zayis, and you pour in a lot of shemen zayis. So that's going to be a beverage. That's going to be shahakal. That's not going to be bar pihoitz. It'll only be elevated to bar pihoitz if it's a min machel. That's the Rashi. Shosim means the pu'ula that he's doing, he's drinking it because it's a liquid. But if it's a mashke, yeah. I think they mean a mashke, I don't think they mean a shtia. Because on soup, you do say bar pi adam, my de silka, on vegetable soup, even if you strain that all the vegetable, you also say bar pi adam. Because that's a maichel, that's not a mashke.
Maybe Tosfos is only saying that we have a mezonos in a liquid form of mishachel, but if it was anything other than mezonos, then you wouldn't say shachel.
The poskim don't assume so. The Prima Gadim talks about why do you say shachel on coffee? Use the coffee bean, so the coffee bean should really grows on a tree, so the coffee should be bar pihoetz, because that's the flavoring from the coffee bean. So he says the answer is, because coffee is a mashke. And all mashke, you drink the coffee, that on all mashkim, not only they knock down the bar minim zonos, they knock off the bar pihuaitz also. That's how the Prima Gadim says. Magen Avraham also has it to answer something else. They all assume that the we pass on like the third answer in that Tosfos on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, that whatever is a beverage, the bracha is always shahakal. So getting back again, so that's let's see again the Gemara. So the Gemara says, if you say bari piha eitz, if you say bari piha gofen on beer, you're not yoitze, because the beer doesn't grow on the vine. If you say shahakal ni midvara on the wine, you are yoitze. The Gemara is assuming like Rabbi Yechanan, amem amid beis, al kulam midbir, shahakal ni midvara even goes on pasan yayin. That was makhlegs, Rav Huna, Rabbi Yechanan, amem amid beis. So the Gemara has the following shayla. The person has a cup of drink in front of him, and he says, Baruch atah Hashem alakenu melech ha'olam adaita tendof bari pri hagofen. So maybe that's kaveh, that Baruch atah Hashem alakenu melech ha'olam is a bari pri hagofen dike shem ha'malchus. Every bracha needs a shem ha'malchus. Then he realizes that it's not wine. He realizes that it's beer. So he changes in the middle. So the text of the bracha is perfect. Shakal ne'bedvar, from the beginning to the end, text is perfect. But his kavanah, the kavanah sagar, at the time that he said the first day for the bracha, alkeinim el cha'olam, he thought that it's wine. He planned to end off bar piagofen. So that's the way Rashi and Tosfos learned. That was the Gemara Sofik. The ego basar, the kavanah that he had in the beginning of the bracha. So it's not a good bracha, because he said a bar piagofen did get bracha on the beer. So you're not yotze. But he say, forget about what he had in mind. The text of the bracha was a normal. He said, shakal nebetvar, so it's good the way it is. So that's an ibayd leib shita in the Gemara. How do you pass? Can you have an ibayd leib shita? So he asked, kacham avadya. Sofik bracha is lahakel. That's the answer. So that's what the Rif says, because the Rif was asfardi. Pirish Rav Alphys, Hittaisis quotes the Rif. Pirish Rav Alphys, hashta de lehib shita bayin azlina lakula, because he says, sofik bracha is lahakel. So pasuk b'dechamer v'sim b'dechichu yotze. He starts off. He has a cup of beer, and he thought that was wine. And says Baruch Atah Hashem l'kenem malcho elam adaita teendof bari priagofim. But then he realizes in the midstream that it's beer, and he corrects himself and he ends off shakal nimeo. So the bracha is text of the bracha is perfect, but his intention at the beginning was to end off bari priagofim. So that was the sfeik of the din and the gemara say bayd leib shita sofik bracha is lahakol. So that's where chacham avad. You got it from this riff. The Sofik Bracha is Lakom. This is where the Rif formulated that klal. Where did the Rif get it from? How did the Rif know the Sofik Bracha is Lakom? We had a Gemara, I think the first day that we were learning, we wanted to discuss whether Kriya Shema is Deraisa or Derabbana. So we looked in the Gemara. Here, Chof Aleph Omer Aleph. That's how we started, in the beginning of Brachas. Sofik Kara Kriya Shema Sofik Loi Kara. So the first opinion anymore, ain't a chayz of a curry, because Kriya Shema is only the Rabbanon. So Sofik the Rabbanon lakula. My timer, Kriya Shema the Rabbanon, and Sofik the Rabbanon lakula. So it's a shayla whether we pass like that. Tosfos, the Shagazai points out, Tosfos on the first Tosfos, and Tosfos inside the Tosfos in a few places, Paskins, Kriya Shema lav derais, and the Raman Paskins, Kriya Shema is derais. So fine. So on the same daf, the Gemara says, Sofik is palel, Sofik loy is palel. Tefillah is only the Rabbanan. According to the Rambam, you have a problem. The Rambam holds that Tefillah once a day is their Isa. Okay, problem. But the Gemara is assuming, we'll have to figure out how the Rambam is going to be learning the Gemara. But the Gemara says, Sofik is palel, Sofik loy is palel. The last narrow line before the lines become wide. And Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. First, but Sofik kara kriya shma, Sofik loy kara. Machlekes by the kriya shma der Isa, kriya shma lav der Isa. And Machlekes is Tosfos and the Rambam had a paskin with the Kriya Shema Deraisa Lav Deraisa. Then the last narrow line is Sofik is Pal, Sofik Lo is Pal, Ein Achayzim is Pal. Why? Because Sofik Brach is Lahaka. That's the Mokar of the Rif. Sofik Brach is Lahaka. We don't paskin like that. Rabbi Yechon and Amar, Halavashi is Pal Adam Kol Ayam Kula. So what does that mean? That he holds Sofik Brach is Lahachmer. He disagrees with Chacham Avadi. Sofik Brach is Lahachmer. So there's a Chubas HaRashboa. Tefillah is an exception to the rule. Why is tefillah an exception to the rule? So there's a Chuvah HaRashboa has like this, a fantastic interpretation in the Gemara. It's quoted by the Poskim. I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, and others quote it as well. I didn't see it in the original. I saw it quoted in the Poskim. Since there exists an institution of Tfilas Nedav, in the days of the Gemara, they had such an institution that even though he davened Shachris Mincha Maariv, but at 1 o'clock at night, some new need comes up. Someone is sick in the family. They rush to the hospital, and he wants to offer a tefillah, and it's not right to offer a tefillah in the middle of nowhere. Proper things to offer tefillah is always in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Adan, and Rifa'enu for the Choyla. So we allow you to offer a fourth Shemoneh Esrei. Alabashi is Padlam Kalyam Kula. There's an institution on Tefillas Nedav. So Rabbi Yochanan is not saying you're obligated to daven over. He agrees with the first line. So if you spell Lo, if you spell Lo, ain't a Chosim is Padlam. Not Mukhiv to daven over, because Sofik Brocha is Lahakel. If it be as Brocha Deraisa, we would say Sofik Lahakme. If he ate Kedei Sviya and he has to bench Minatur and he has a Sofik whether he benched or not, he doesn't remember, then you say Sofik Deraisa Lachumer. If he has a Sofik, the Shagasari, the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Shagasari, the Bichas HaTor is Deraisa. So if a person woke up in the morning and he's not sure whether he said Bichas HaTor, didn't say Bichas HaTor, so he says that Sofik Deraisa Lachumer, he do say the Bracha. But whenever the Brachas are only Derabonin, then we say Sofik Brachas Lahokil. So Rabbi Yechanan agrees also, Mikra din, you're not mukhiv to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But he's giving him a recommendation, may as well daven over the Shemoneh. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Maybe you didn't say the Shemoneh Esrei. And you're allowed to offer a Tfilas Nedava. It won't be a Bracha Levatola. There exists a Tfilas Nedava. So he's giving him a recommendation. Why not say again? The Poskim quote is, it says if a person doesn't remember, if he said Akela Kodesh, Amelech Kodesh, and Aseres Mei Tshuva, so he has Mesupik, so it says he has to daven over again. Why? So they should have said, Rabbi Yochanan, Sofik Spalok, you have to daven over again. They don't say that. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you daven over, because the Ruba, the Rov is, the likelihood is that he probably forgot, and he said Akela Kodesh, because people say the way they used to saying all year long. So he probably said Akela Kodesh. So the Achronim ask Akasha, why did they have to give this new reason? Why did you just say the din is like Rabbi Yochanan? So who has the... I forgot about it, who has this? And the Tshuva said, he quotes Tshuva Saraj, but Rabbi Yochanan never said, you mechuyev to daven over. Rabbi Yochanan said, you're allowed to daven if you want to, you're allowed to daven to tefillas nedava. So it's a recommendation, why not daven over? Here the Mechaber says, you mechuyev to daven over. Because we go basa roiv, and the roiv is that he probably said wrong. He probably said, akela kodesh, he mechuyev to daven over. Rabbi Yochanan's case, you're not mechuyev to daven over. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes it. Mishnah Berurah also quotes this Tshuva Sarashba. That's Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. So that's the Shaila here. How do you paskin in this case? Here's a Safik Brochus. The whole Brocha, he has to say Shahakal on the beer. But when he said the first Brocha Atosham Makenim Machalim, he had in mind that he's going to end up or Piagofen because he thought it was wine. Then in the middle he realized that it's beer, so he corrected himself. So it's a Sveka Dedina, it's an Ibai Delev Shita. You get to the end of the Sugya, it's an Ibai Delev Shita. Whether you Yotze the Bracha or not. So the Rib says, Sofik Bracha is Lahaka. He got it from the Gemara Chofala from an Aleph. Sofik is Palel, Sofik lo his Palel. Nikar Adin, you don't daven over, because the Bracha is of Shemoneh Esrei the Rabbanan, and Sofik Bracha is Lahaka. You don't daven over. Rabbi Yochanan is a new thing. He recommends you should say Tfilas Nedava, but Nikar Adin, he also agrees that Sofik Bracha is Lahaka. That's what the Rib says. The Rif is from Chacham Avadya's Chevra. Why does the Rif disagree? V'ri Yomer, V'ri HaYomer L'chumre. The Tzorach L'Borach Pamacher is why? Sofik Brachas L'Achmer. Against Chacham Avadya. Sofik Brachas L'Achmer. How can it be? So the Bir Agro in Shulchan Aruch says he got it from Rabbi Yochanan. That since Rabbi Yochanan says, the first one says, Sofik Spal, Sofik Lo Spal, Ein Achozim Spal. Sofik Brachas L'Hakim. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Sofik Brachas L'Achmir. So we got it from Rabbi Yochanan. That's Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says Sofik Brachas L'Achmir. Wow. What a Pshat. That's what the Bir Agro says. The Ri got it from Rabbi Yochanan. That's not the way the Rashba said. Okay, the Rashba was a Sfardi. The Rashba is assuming like the Rif. Like Chacham Avadya, Sofik Brachas L'Hakim. And davening Shemoneh Esrei is an exception to the rule. That's the normal way. The way we use in Shulchan Aruch, everybody says Sofik Brachas L'Hakam. Everybody says like that. Rabbi Kivegi here has a Maharsho in Pesachim with a different shot. that the Gemara says on Laman Hayam and Aleph in the first Omud in Perikates and Mevorchim, also Ladim Shehanim and Oilam Azar Beloi Brocha. So all food in the world is Beches Kasisa, until you say a Brocha. So if you have a Sofik, you say a Brocha, so Sofik the Rabban Kula Keneget Ches Kasisa. So what's the din? Sofik the Rabban Kula Keneget Ches Kasisa. So that's an often a Tesis in Sochem that you don't say. We don't say, it's in Shulchan Aruch also, in Simen Kuf Yud. You don't say Sofik the Rabban Kula if there's no Chazokah one way or the other. But if there's the food is Beches Kasisa, then you can't say Sofik the Rabban Kula. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says over here. And the Ri, he says, well, the Shaykhach Lam Sofik Brachas Lahakil, Magan Avram Hikshakain, how can the Ri disagree with the Rif? The Rif is right, Sofik Brachas Lahakil, if I cause a Marsha, Bipsochim, the Lashach Kain Elevi Bichas Hamitzis, the Brachas Hainim Yakvis, Abel Bichas Hanenin, also the Hannes Marel Mazeb Lai Bracha. So then there's a Cheskasisa. So you have no right to say Sofik the Rabban Lakula can egg Cheskasisa. Is that really true? All food in the world is becheska treif until you make a kosher by saying a bracha. Is that true? Is that true? That's the question. Is that true? So we mentioned there, we didn't mention, I don't know, what's the din in oinen, misha mesa muta lefanov, that's the third parak, misha mesa muta lefanov. So misha mesa muta lefanov is an oinen, so he's not allowed to, we pass when there's a tesis there. In the beginning of misha mesa, machalek is Rashi and tesis. Rashi says he's not mechuyif to do mitzvahs if it's too much for him. And Taisa says, not, he's not mechuyifta. He's not allowed to do mitzvahs. So we paskin like Taisa, not like Rashi. He's not permitted to do mitzvahs. Not permitted to say any brachas, not permitted to do any mitzvahs. Where's that Taisa? They quote the Yerushalmi. Here, Yerushalmi Kama, here the bottom Taisa is on Yud Zayin Amin Beis. In the beginning of the third paragraph, Mishemes Muta Lefanov, so Taisa quotes in the bottom Taisa, Mir Yerushalmi Kama, and Ratzal Hachma, Ein Shalman Lo. It's a din min de rabbana. It's not a din min atar. It's not a din de raisa. Yishami has an asmachta on a posik, but it's not a the in Yeridei. It's in Hilchas Avelis. They quote that posik is only an asmachta. It's not a real din de raisa. It's a din min de rabbana. The oinon is not allowed to do mitzvah, but he's not allowed to do averis either. So mishemesimut telefonim is not allowed to eat chazer. He's not allowed to talk lashnara. Not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. He's not allowed to do mitzvah, but he's not allowed to do averis. So we spoke about it. So let's say he wants to eat bread. So he has to wash, because to eat bread without washing is an avera. But you don't say a bracha when you do something to avoid violating avera. You only say a bracha on the tilus yadayim when the tilus yadayim was done as a mitzvah. So he's not allowed to do the tilus yadayim as a mitzvah. Only allowed to do the misha mesim utalafonov. So he has to wash for bread and not say a bracha. He has to wash for bread not to violate the avera of eating bread without the tilus yadayim. But he doesn't say a bracha because when you shave with an electric shaver, or you choose to eat kosher food, you don't say bracha over not violating avera. Shekisham sasana shalom legalech betara. Shekisham sasana shalom lechem macholas asur. You only say a brachas on mitzvah when you're about to perform a mitzvah. So there's a machlekes a rishayin. Misha meisim utelefonah wants to eat food. Does he say a brachas hanenin over the food? So 99% of the rishayim say no. Brachas hanenin is a mitzvah mederabbanan. They say brachas hanenin before you eat food. And then there's 1 out of 100 Rishonim, the Kolbo writes, he's obligated to say a bracha because it's an avera. Also, Maharans, but other mazeh below bracha. So what are the other 99% of the Rishonim? Nobody holds like that Kolbo. How come we don't accept the sheet of the Kolbo? And the answer is, also, Maharans, but other mazeh, it doesn't start off as an avera. It starts off, there's a mitzvah mid the Rabbanah to say a bracha over the food. And if you don't do the mitzvah, so we say it's even an avera. But it doesn't start off as an avera, it starts off as a mitzvah. So whenever you put up in the mitzvah, so there's no avera either. Like we spoke about, lasik b'sas yotcha. Why do you say isik b'mitzvah putam in a mitzvah? Chacham Avadya has that dvar Torah also. In Chelik Yud Aleph. I just got it the other day in the afternoon. Someone gave me Chelik Yud Aleph of Yabiyam. He has the whole shtikl Torah that we said that morning. 2 days ago we said that shtikl Torah. How can you say he's potter for giving tzedakah to the yoni, but there's a loisese, lasik b'tzis yotcha, so he quotes for the yeshivish Torah that the loisese was just given to be mechazik the essay like the Rabban by Makkah. He quotes the Rabban in Kiddushin that we said over in Shem. So that's what Rov HaPoskim hold, that this Kolba has been outvoted. Rov HaPoskim are of the opinion that Birchas Hanenin is a mitzvah in the Rabbanit to say Birchas Hanenin. If you didn't do the mitzvah, so we say you even did an aver. But it doesn't start off as an aver. So Misha Meisim Utalafanim is not allowed to do averis, but he's not allowed to say a bracha. Eating the food without saying a bracha is not that the food is Bechezka Sisa. That Marsha is a Shverevor. The Pashtus is not like the Marsha. Not like the Maharsha. So the Ri is really a Pele. So it's Orchim, the Ri is a Pele. So the Bir Agro says, the Ri got it from Rabbi Yechanan, and Chof Aleph Menal. So we always learn Rabbi Yechanan, he agrees, Sofik Brachas Lahakil, like the Rashba. He agrees, Sofik Brachas Lahakil. You're really not Mechuyib to say over the Shmanas. Unless you don't remember if he said Akela Kodesh Malach HaKodesh, you go Basar Roy, that he probably did not say. Probably said the way he says all year long. But if he has a Sofik, his Pala Sofik, La His Pala, 50-50 Sofik, so Mikra, then he's not Mechuyib to daven over. Rabbi Yechanan is recommending, may as well daven over, why not? You're allowed it. There is an institution of Tfilas Nadova. So offer a Tfilas Nadova and shine, and your problems will be solved. But he didn't say you're Mechuyib to. So the Pashto says, Rabbi Yechanan also agrees, Sofik Brachas Lokam. So that's the Bir Agro claims that the Ri got it from Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan is disagreeing on the whole Sofik Brachas Lokam.
We don't do Tfilas anymore, right?
We don't do it today, right?
So it's not
rare cases. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah has every so often, in a rare case, I recommend, since it's a machlaikah, so why not offer a tefillas nedove, so for sure you'll know that you're yotze. But derechlah, we don't recommend a tefillas nedove. We're not so careful about davening with kavanah, so we're going to noch daven another Shmoneh Esrei without kavanah. So that's the topic over here. What is the suffix in the Gemara? He had kavanah. He said, "Baruch Ato Sham Lokein Machalam." He had a daita to end off the bracha bar priyagof. And if he would have ended off like that, it would have been a bracha levatoli. He wouldn't be yotze. But then in the middle, he realized and he corrected it, and the text of the bracha was correct. The go basa the machshava nad mehechateisa. Why should you go basa the machshava? You mean the kavanah sagavra? The shas the Hashem Lokein Machalam miskaveh. What the shame habracha is? Where did that come from? Where did that come from? So he already said that comes the premise of the whole Gemara. That comes from the Gemara, the first daf in Tfilas HaShachar. There is an institution of Tfilas Tashlumen. If a person, he woke up late and he didn't daven Shachris, so you should daven Mincha. And after he steps back three steps, he should say a second Shmoneh Esrei. He should daven Tashlumen. A person forgot Mincha, so he should daven Ma'ariv. And after he steps back three steps from the Shmoneh Esrei, which is a second Shmoneh Esrei for the Tashlumen for the Mincha. So the Gemara has a din, what if the fellow forgot to daven Mincha on Shabbos afternoon? So when he davens Ma'ariv, he says two Shmoneh Esreis. The first Shmoneh Esrei is for Ma'ariv, and the second Shmoneh Esrei is for Tashlumen for the Mincha. It's going to be a different text. In Mincha, he says, "Atarech v'shimcheach v'kadosh on Shabbos." Now you're going to say 19 brach is going to say a whole long Shmoneh Esrei, but that's not locha. You say whatever Shmoneh Esrei you say for Ma'ariv, that's the same Shmoneh Esrei you say for the Tashlumen. What if, so the Gemara has a din, what if he didn't say Atachan Antonu in the first Shmoneh Esrei, and he said Atachan Antonu in the second Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says he has to daven a third Shmoneh Esrei. Because obviously he had a mind by the first Shmoneh Esrei for Mincha, because that's why he didn't say Atochan Antonu. And the second Shmoneh Esrei had a mind for Ma'ariv, that's why he said Atochan Antonu. And that's Keneged Adin. He's supposed to, whenever you have to daven Tfilas Tashlum, and first you daven Tfilah Bizmano, and then afterwards you say the Tfilas Tashlum. So here, since he didn't say Atochan Antonu by the first Shmoneh Esrei, and he did say it by the second, so he's demonstrating that he had a mind the wrong direction. So you're not yotze. So the Gemara has the kasha, but the din is if you forgot Atochan Antonu, you're yotze. You don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei for lack of Atochan Antonu. So let the first one count for Ma'ariv and the second one count for Tashlum. So the Gemara says, Hasta gutta kasha. Gemara says kasha. But the Gemara didn't say to Yufta. That's on Laman Hemib, on Chavav Amibes. The Gemara didn't say to Yufta. So most of the Rishonim hold, whenever it says kasha, it doesn't say to Yufta. There's a good answer. We paschal like the din, and it's not a tiyufta. The Rashbam, the Cheskabatim, has the two opinions. Whether the kasha is the same as tiyufta, kasha is not the same as tiyufta. So Aloch and Lamaisa, we assume kasha is not the same as tiyufta. So what's taka the answer? So the Rashba there quotes the Rav Haigoin, gives the answer. So that Rav Haigoin, that's the premise of this whole Gemara, and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Maybe tomorrow we'll start from the from the Rav Haigwan. Take a look in the Rashbon, Chavav, and Mevei, so what Rav Haigwan says.
In other words, he wasn't thinking. He had in mind the point to the right of
it. So then it would be good. Then he wouldn't have to daven over. It's the only time you say that's a daven over. The reason why he didn't say Atochan Atan the first one because he had a mind for Mincha. And the second one he had a mind for Mayer, so then you're not Yotze. But if you have the mind correct, then he is Yotze.
What about if a case where we just said before referring to Rabbi Yochanan where you go back? But at the end of the day, if a person starts having in mind where he's having, he thought he didn't have Mincha yet, so he's davening, we say he's having Mincha.
I think so. I don't understand why you're still like a 30-second walk.
Really?
Yeah, so
you're like, then I'm going to write in the next 2 weeks, I need something.
No, you text me personally.
You said that like a broadcast.
And literally, you text me
personally. That's like 8 people, personally.
Literally, the time it took me to say that, it's longer. It's so close. You don't want your phone, I'll show you where it is.
Old class.
Okay.
You're going.
Unless you go.
How are you going?
You
going to where?
You want to go to that
joint? Yeah, about enough. Let's shiva.
You want to go to that joint?
Huh?
I'm going to head to the Heath Order. I'm not going to know. So the first human is like, what do you mean? These guys weren't so close. They weren't sending shiva from Mr. Shella.
Where?
It's Hayom. It's Hayom is talking about. I told you everything. Something you want on the earth, like, you know, save the world.